Hey, Nation! What's up? What up? You already know what it is, man. You know who it is, man. It's your boy Jehu the Prince.
Get it?
You already know. Yes. And never forget it, the real deal time. What it do, baby, bro?
It's good. Shout out the words. Be outside.
Yeah, man. It's fucking crazy, man. They love us out here, yo. And I want to say thank you to all the fans who've been supporting. Y'all been supporting so good. We was able to do another season. How about that? Yes. Fire. That's for y'all.
Oh, yes.
Real deal, man. Like, you ever wonder, you ever just have some thoughts, people, like, things could be different? Or let me make it a little bit more clear. You ever sit back and look at things and be like, yo, what if it's different? What if it's deeper than that? What if it's not what they telling us or what they showing us on TV? You know what I'm saying? What if that's not what the story is? What if that's not it, you know?
Yeah. And I mean, shit, most of it is not it. Like, you know, like, shit, a lot of those things, that's why everything is mostly movies and stuff like that. Like, they be telling you scripts and all that. Like, it be all lies. But well, not everything, though, because they give you, like, some stuff be the truth. Like, it's truth in it all. But, you know, like, it's still a lie the way they portray it and the way they present the pieces. But, you know, it just all depends on which angle you're looking at.
Right. I mean, sometimes you can tell us when people be talking, man, it's nothing wrong with having, you know, your opinion. It's nothing wrong with having your thoughts. You're not saying that everything you say is the absolute end-all, be-all. You know what I'm saying? Like, it takes people to have conversations, mature conversations, or just conversations, period, to kind of get an idea of shit, you know?
Right.
Everybody just need to stop being
butthurt.
For real. But I was just sitting back thinking about, like, this R. Kelly shit. Not to bring it back up, but fuck it, man. Thinking about it, you know? And I was thinking about, like, why is they bringing it up right now? And everybody will say the Me Too movement, you know? And I'm not even going to spend a lot of time on this, but I just had a thought, you know? Just a thought. Like, that sleight of hand movement, you know what I'm saying? Watch the hand, the sleight of hand trick. What if that shit is just the beginning of something major, or just to see how would we react? Because there's a lot of things going on in the world that may or may not be on your radar, you know? Like, yes, if something is a cancer, then you want to get it out. But how long would you be ridden with cancer, you know? So it's just like, think about it. We are very upset with R. Kelly, and this came up through not playing his music. You know what I'm saying? Like, people was like, oh, you still listening to R. Kelly? But you gotta think about it. It's to me, what does that say about an individual? Is it priorities? Is it how you feel about yourself? Or do you just not care because it sounds so good to you? You know what I'm saying? Like, are you looking at it as what you're digesting musically or internalizing is what you are really okay with, you know? Is it, as long as it don't hit my house, my front? Think about it this way. That's a lot of laws there's a lot of laws that they want to pass. It's a lot of things that they want to be accepted. And I remember you saying earlier that we in a culture that accepts all bullshit. You see what I'm saying? And how true is that? You know, I think we are in an age where we gotta, Phyllis though, we gotta tiptoe on everything, you know? And it shouldn't be that way. And the term that they utilize for that would be politically correct, you know what I'm saying? So who the fuck knows where that came from? I'm not pretty sure it can be something we can find out. But think about it this way. the LGBTQ, hopefully I said that right, they trying to add another letter to it, you know? And you see what I'm saying? And they want to make pedophilia acceptable. And there, can you believe it? There are communities who wholeheartedly believe in pedophilia, like lesbian or gay. You see? So if they're desensitizing us to that idea, you know what I'm saying? What the fuck else is to come? Because we, as you know what I'm saying, as black people in the black culture, I think we go real hard, too hard on each other and don't give that same energy to anyone else.
Uh-huh.
You see what I'm saying? Like, it's, I'm not just saying that to be like, oh, man, forget about it. You know what I'm saying? But I really do think that's the case. You know what I'm saying? So some people can be like, yo,
stupid.
Or you can be motherfucking true to yourself. Because think about it. R. Kelly, yes, that happened 30 years ago. Some people are scarred forever when they get molested. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? And then they be just ridiculous as hell to be like, the consent. So they take a lot of authority away from the parent if they giving the authority to the child. You see what I'm saying? And you know a child can't consent to anything. So what the fuck is that even an argument about? You see what I'm saying? So what you mean the child consented? The child was with it. You know what I'm saying? No, you're sick for taking advantage of a child. Yes, this is a rerun when you hear these type of conversations. But I just got to drill it in. A child cannot consent to sex. You see what I'm saying? That shit is
stupid.
It's fuck. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, yo, get that shit to your head. You sick and you want to justify it. Just like pedophilia. There's no justification for pedophilia, but they want to make that shit normal. They want to normalize pedophilia. You know what I'm saying? And then we'd be like, what about the Catholic priest in the church? Yes, what about them? Why haven't that shit hasn't been cracked wide the fuck open, you know? So you can't be like, it happened 30 years ago. Why didn't they get me then? Because they didn't get you then. You know what I'm saying? That's why they didn't get you then. Because they didn't get you then. But once it happened, it happens. You can ask anybody who's been touched on or whatever to whatever. That shit stays with them for a very long time, and 30 years is not even enough. It's not even a lifetime, you know what I'm saying? So some people can live and die with that shit, you see what I'm saying? And then you can't be so sensitive to things because a lot of people don't understand. But if they got pedophilia trying to legalize that shit, you see what I'm saying? Because think about it. Oh, that's a lot of stories of a lot of people touching people. And it's a lot of stories when parents be having sex with their children, the mother and the father. What kind of shit, sick shit is this? You know what I'm saying? So I want people to really think about it and stop caring about what's cool and what's popular. You know what I'm saying? Because this shit is fucking crazy, man. And furthermore, if they pass this law, because some countries, they do that shit. You know what I'm saying? Some people, you gotta understand, that shit was never normal. And it was normalized back then for perverted reasons. It's no, tell me this. What is the biological benefit if you having sex with a child? Huh?
I don't fucking know. I ain't never did that.
Right. I knew you couldn't.
You may need somebody who feels like that to, you know, come out and say why. Like, and I mean, they have, but I don't know. Like, it's funny that you're saying that because there is like a whole bunch of like, it's like LGBTQIA and then some more stuff coming, but like it just get deep. Like the way they doing a lot of different things. The way like they talk, like some of these cartoons and what they talking about in these shows and the way they had the characters and what they got going, the video games, man, that shit be crazy. It get real weird out, real weird. Like,
it is,
I don't know,
man. It's way crazy because you're absolutely right. Because I be watching shows with my children, and I be looking like, damn. You know what I'm saying? Like, I see the shit in the cartoons, But a lot of the times, they don't understand what they're watching, but they kind of subconsciously do. You know what I'm saying?
They definitely subconsciously do. Subliminally being ingrained in their brain and everything. They subconscious. Like, they know it's certain shit that's going to trigger them, and they not even know, you know?
Exactly. Exactly. And it just be like, man, why the hell is this even in this cartoon? You know what I'm saying? Why? And then shit just be popping up.
Surprise, motherfucker.
You're like, what in the world? And you got to have that conversation with your kid. You know what I'm saying? Because to them, it's like, oh, it's like the society has conditioned for parents not to be in the child's life. Let me explain. So if you ever watch like Disney or all these shows that deal with the child, or the child goes on an adventure, the parent, 9 times out of 10, is not there or not involved. Or is passed away. You see what I'm saying? So it's just like, what are you really saying? And then Disney's a huge culprit of that. You know what I'm saying? What message are you sending? That the child has to go along, or that the parent is no longer a factor, and that what the parents say is have no reckonances with the child in their life? Because think about it. Who's supposed to raise the children? The parents. You see what I'm saying? Where is the first contact of a human being that the child gets? Through the parent. Everything is the first with the parent. You see what I'm saying? So if the parent is removed from the situation, from the psyche, from the physiology, I can't even fucking say that word right now.
Physiology or something
like
that.
Yeah, that shit. If it's removed in the beginning, it has to be replaced with something else. And so what they're doing is filling that void with their doctrine in that bullshit, you know? So that's when the kid, you ever looked at the shows and they'd be like, yo, the Disney channels, or I keep saying Disney because it's huge. Everybody knows about that. But I'd be watching these shows and they'd be disrespecting the parent. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, shut up, mom. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, what?
You're not supposed to be, mom.
Stupid, mom. Get out of my room, mom. I'm like, what? No way. How did he get away with that, yo? Yo, if my kid was like, shut up, dad. Get out of my room. All you going to hear is, oh, fucking day, yo. Bam, you know?
Yeah. Hey, yo.
But they take away all of that stuff, so the kids have no fear, and something else raises them. But here's the kicker. So if you listen to, like, if we find out all these things and you're still listening to certain music, you know what I'm saying? What does that say about your character, and what does it say about what you're willing to tolerate, you know, subconsciously or consciously? Because I have a hard time listening to Tekashi right now. You see what I'm saying? Like, I can't listen to the shit right. I can't do it no more, you know? And I used to love that song with him and Nicki Minaj, you know what I'm saying? Got that, what, got that drip.
Yeah, I know.
Right. Got that, what, got that drip, got that super soak.
Yeah.
I used to love that shit. That beat go hard as fuck. But, yo, when that shit come on, I be feeling like, turn. Next, I can't do it, you know what I'm saying? And I just feel real, I just don't tolerate pedophilia at all, you know what I'm saying?
You are a fucking piece of shit!
Yes.
I mean,
I just can't tolerate it, you know? But, think about it, if they pass that law of pedophilia, and even if they do a soft pass, when they mean that it's acceptable in certain counties, in certain states, What does that say, man? What are we looking at? It's a sleight of hand. We always think about it. If something is major in the public or major in the news, it's a sleight of hand because it's all the same narrative. Don't get your sources from the news. You got to do your own news, you know?
For real.
Yeah. But, yo, enough about that. We moving on.
Nah.
We moving on.
Listen, though. You got to hide your kids, hide your wife. That's it. Hide your kids, hide your wife.
Right.
Nah, they got it.
Run! Fucking run!
Yeah, you got to get out of there. Get out of there. Yeah.
For real.
But what you got in store for us, Rev?
Man, first off, you know, just, you know, coming off the rip with that, I know that was kind of more heavier. I'm going to go to a little lighter subject, but it's still heavy, though, because, like, this son that's been on my conscience is like, yo, like, with this Kodak joint, like, and, you know, we just came off the doing the nips and everything, and, you know, like, in the process of that, it was some clashes going on within the culture about Kodak's statement and what he said on live. And I just want to go on record and say, like, you know, as far as that situation goes, I definitely understand everyone's, you know, backlash and disagreement and, you know, how they feel they should, you know, try to combat him and let him know what he said was disrespectful. I totally agree with everything, how that goes. Where I don't agree with is the fact that right now it's the culture, the same culture that's accepting of that. Because, you know, some of these same people, like when it comes to R. Kelly, like people like, you know, I'm still listening to his music. Like, that joint's nostalgic. That's my history. Like, that's how I go back and it tells my time. So, you know, like, and, you know, it's just like, people are on the fence about certain shit, I guess you can say. Like, you know, so we as the coaching guys, like, you know, be more tidy on that because, like, first of all, how that happened so long ago, it's yesterday, that was so long ago, and then now it's like, it's such a big problem with the Me Too movement, right? But then when it comes to Kodak, it's like, oh, now we got to disregard all his music because of the statement that he made when, like, he's been, like, you know, yeah, but like, son, like Ben saying stuff that, you know, may be disrespectful to the culture, whatever, however you want to say it, whoever to whomever. But at the same time, like, it's just, he's young for one, like, for two, like, mad people, but if everybody had a camera on them so long and everything, like, I just feel like, you know, like, it's something that you're going to say that everybody be like, why the fuck you say that? But, like, and it's certain shit that people saying, and they be bashing him, but, like, it's like everybody mad at what he said, but what about what other people did, like, as far as the people who slid in and Shorty DM, like, Queen Lauren DM, like, you know, like, what about those people? Like, it's like you just getting mad about this, but it's a bigger picture to that shit, like, and I just think that, you know, we just got to tighten up on certain shit. Because I don't think that they should, like, be taking bro music. Like, okay, like, T.I. took them out the Trap Museum. I'm like, all right, whatever. But they, like, they took them out. I don't know if the numbers is correct, but over, like, what, 7,000 or 2 to 7,000 of his, like, shits and everything went down. I know for a fact they was taking off his radio play and banning him in certain clubs. And it's like, bro, like, if we gonna have that energy to him, we gotta have energy across the board. And like, the similar situation.
Yeah, man, that's the point, you know what I'm saying? What you saying that is the point, you know? And here's the kicker. It's sad to say, like, oh, you got to take this man's whole career down, but here you go. Think of it this way. Kodak Black, yeah, we love him, right? But people got to be held accountable for the shit that they do. You see what I'm saying? And here's the kicker. It's just like, you ever got a speeding ticket?
Yeah, I got plenty of them.
All right. So think of it this way. So imagine y'all, it's 7 cars on the highway, right? Everybody's speeding. But
yeah,
you can't catch all 7 at the same time, right? So he gonna pick out, he gonna get one. You know what I'm saying? Got to get one. You know what I'm saying? Quote unquote, got to get one. That's fact. You know what I'm saying? So if you wanna catch somebody, the cop pull out, get you one. So everybody who doing it got their time to get it. But it's just, here's the kicker. We all had that same energy with everybody. And they'd be like, well, if we do have that same energy with everybody, it won't be no music. It is set a fucking example. It is set an example for you not to do the shit. Just like, why is the crime rate so fucking low in Japan? Because their punishment is extreme. You know what I'm saying? So motherfuckers are not doing it. But you can't go out here and do what you want to do, man, and inspect. Oh, I'm sorry. And his apology wasn't even sincere. It's been 1 week, bro. 1 week. Like, damn, her beauty should not even be a fact at this moment. You see what I mean? And their family is a staple now. They are symbolized and stands for something greater. Then you want to get your rocks off with this one woman when there are kabillion women in the world and you had to pick the one that's grieving the most right now? You ain't had enough beatings. You know what I'm saying? Just like, dude, like, I get it. Yeah, he young, and we keep throwing that young shit out there. You know what I'm saying? He's young. Here, think about another example. If your wife or girlfriend or mother or somebody really close to you passed away, and niggas all in your social media and shit talking about, you know what I'm saying, trying to get at you and disrespecting that shit, you dig it? Like, come on, man. If it hit different when it's you. But you got to have the ability to have empathy and sympathize for someone else. And it clearly showed that you lack that inability. And young black men and young people, period, you know what I'm saying, need to have more of it. But when you when you're raised in the way that you're raised, you will lack that inability to be able to do that. But that comes from the people around you. You see what I'm saying? You can't talk that positive shit one time and then do some wild shit on the next time and get mad when people have backlash for it. Like, that shit is whack. You know what I'm saying? You want a clout chase?
It needs to be about 20% cooler.
Come on, man. So if you're doing that, it was no reason to say that. If you like that, just say the shit with you and your homeboys. Because everything about it. Oh, people think like that all the time. Yes. And people think about killing people all the time. Yes. Yeah. But they don't do it. You see what I'm saying? Like, come on. You ain't a fool uttereth everything out of his mouth. That's the word. So it's just like, yo, that's a freaking fact. So you don't have to say everything, man. You know what I'm saying? What was
that's a fact.
And just like people who were selling merchandise and shit at the funeral, like, yo, you really didn't love this man. He doing it for free, bro. And you trying to make a dollar off of his tragedy?
Stupid.
Come on, man. It's just common sense. And then on top of that, you know what I'm saying? You see a movement happening. I'm tired of you social media clout chasers out there. There's a real life movement happening right now before your eyes in your lifetime. Become something greater. You know what I'm saying? Do something different. You know?
Bruh.
Jeez.
It's real.
Like, this shit had happened a long ass time, you know what I'm saying? But yet, you want to be the dude to be get a million hits. That social media, all that stuff is a fad, and it need to trend out. I'm tired of it. It need to trend out, and we just need to do something better. You know what I'm saying? Like, geez, have some respect. That's all.
Yeah.
That's all. Have some respect, man. Have some respect.
Yeah. Nah, that's facts though, but you know. You take that as a teaching moment. That's what I think. That's what the biggest thing should be, just a teaching moment and shit like that, of course. But yeah, man, that cloud chasing don't get you nowhere. So definitely move around with respect.
Hey,
and that shit go.
I'm sorry, I just thought of something. Yo, you saw that shit in the news where that dude was Mike Tyson and then that black lady, that white dude was beating on that black lady. You saw that? Was that in Houston?
I don't even know.
All right, so let me tell you. So, of course, we ain't got all the facts, but we don't need all the facts for this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just some things are what they are, and you ain't got, and people don't have all the facts when they go into a situation. So I don't want to hear, oh, we don't know exactly what happened. Shut up. So, it was a video captured of a dude across the street, and I feel like we gotta protect each other a lot more. We can't be like, oh, that's not my business. Everything is your business. That's what got us in trouble by ignoring everything. Everything is our business. You see what I'm saying? Oh, stick your nose in your own business. Oh, so you can keep fucking our culture over, so you can keep destroying our people, or you can keep making the world a worse place. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to turn a blind eye. And I ain't saying go and be a vigilante. I'm just saying certain shit is common sense. You see a buff man beating on a woman, you know what I'm saying? Like, and she in distress and she needs some help, say something or do something. I ain't saying you got to go over there and be Superman, body slam him. Because, you don't know the situation. You don't know they're together and she's going to be right back with him after he beat her ass. That's what I'm saying is pay attention to your surroundings and use common sense and discernment. So, the video has this dude with a gun, white dude with a gun, and it was a black lady. And, you know what I'm saying, they seem to be arguing. And here's the kicker. When black people argue, that's not a sign to be like, oh, shit, it's, oh, man, I'm scared now. Don't use that excuse. Just people argue all the damn time. But when they black, it seems like it just heightens the situation. You see what I'm saying? Oh, shit. Yeah. She getting crazy. I've seen that happen, yo. Like, I'm firsthand seen it happen. Me and my coworker be at work. And just as an example to show you that I know what I'm talking about. We be at work. And she black, I'm black. You know what I'm saying? But everybody had watched Martin. You know what I'm saying? Pam and Martin. How they be cracking on each other, going at it. Me and her cool as shit. That's my sister. You know what I'm saying? And I'm a bro. So we crack jokes on each other and shit. And here comes the motherfucking white person. Oh, God. Oh, what's going on? Everything okay? Oh, y'all arguing? Like, what? Sit down. You know what I'm saying? Like, what are you doing? Why? What? What are you talking about? It's not threat level 3 and shit. You know what I'm saying? So, anyway. So, the dude was walking on her with a gun. This is a grown buff man. And you got a woman. Like, this is a feminine looking woman. You know what I'm saying? And he got a gun on him with aggression. And she's trying to record him and shit like that. And then you got some dude across the street. Come on, man. Stop. Come on, man. Shut. If you want to be like that, you might as well shut the fuck up. If you ain't going to go over there or call nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, because your come on, man, stop ain't shit. And I understand he got a gun. If you notice he got a gun, you just can't go over there all willy-nilly and risk your life for a complete stranger. You don't know the situation. I get that. But you need to call 911. No, you need to say something. You know what I'm saying? Or you need to not stand for it and let them know that, hey, somebody got her back. Because that could be somebody's mother, somebody's daughter, somebody's sister, somebody's wife, somebody's fiance, anything. You know what I'm saying? So check this out, real deal. So he's walking up on her and shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, really, really fucking aggressive, right? And just, he smacks her phone out of her hand, right? Look who else be smacking phones out of people's hands, right? Conor McGregor.
Yeah.
Conor McGregor smacking phones out of hands and destroying phones. He did the same shit. And then he proceeds to uppercut the fuck out of her, bro, multiple times. Like, blah, you know what I'm saying? He was killing her ass. You know what I'm saying? Punching her. He was UFCing her ass, yo. And then on top of that, he had a gun on him. Why? Why be so aggressive like that? And here, you know what, know the story? They were saying that they had words in the restaurant, and she keyed his car, did some damage to his car.
Wow,
right? And then guess who got charged for that too?
She got charged.
Yes. Wild as shit. And here on top, and then, you know how the news be. Sad to say the shit. It ain't fucking sad. When it's a person other than black, they be like, they talk about, oh, he was, I don't know why he did that. He was such a good employee. He was a good person. I don't know. That's not him. Let him be black. Oh, had a felony back in 1998. Or was charged with disorderly conduct back in 1987. And then, you know, they bring up criminal records and shit. You know what I'm saying? Bring up, oh, the baby daddy missed the child support payment. You know what I'm saying? They're just like, what the fuck? But when they do it, you give them the Samaritan, the good Samaritan shit, the heroic citizen. Like, that shit got to stop, bro. But that doesn't call for that. It's something called insurance. You see what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck? You just want to get a check, get your car fixed anyway, so you beat the shit out of her like that?
Yeah.
Stop playing, man. We need to protect our queens. We need to protect our people in general. Just people in general. You know what I'm saying? And then on top of that, oh, let me calm down.
We have to protect our culture and protect our people, you know, like, and I'm not ever going to say, like, you know, we don't ever need to get, like, chastised and straightened up because, you know, that's the only way we can grow and get stronger. But we need to do that in the background, not on front street, you know, like, if you really care, like, you know, I just feel like you don't do it because it's basically, like, do it on principle and not because it's popularity. Like, and that's what is the big thing. Like, you know, some people do it on principle, but a lot of people with this clout chasing shit, they doing it for popularity. And that shit is just corny. Like, you really can't, like, sit down. Like, if you got his number, like, I just felt like, you know, we just need to do shit, like, protect our culture, but also, you know, make sure that we work in the plan and shit like that. Just don't be trying to break us down for no reason. Like, just have to, you know, like, add some care to that shit. We just doing it. But right. do it with respect, you know, and don't be hypocritical about that shit, you know, because sometimes a lot of us are, like, you know, so you just gotta be careful and do it for yourself. So, shit crazy though, man.
Yeah,
that's
boy.
The bottom line, though. We just gotta protect our people, man.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah, boy, crazy. Like,
that shit. But yeah, man, you gotta get it. You gotta, you know what I'm saying? If you get emotional and shit, you get passionate. You know, but you gotta, we have to feel these things and face them, you know what I'm saying? Because it's uncomfortable, you know? It is. It's uncomfortable. Like, I'm in a state like, man, God, I don't want to see us in disarray, you know? I don't want to see us doing bad no more, you know? Like,
yeah, never.
I don't.
Raising the bar, sir. Raising the bar. Balancing on the balls. Like, that's it. Like,
exactly.
Period.
Yeah. I don't want to see that no more. I don't.
Right.
And it's we can change. People can change. People can change.
Right.
But yeah, yo. And you know what? We haven't gone to the book in a long time. What we got, real deal?
We'll go to the book. Black Man's Bible.
Ah!
Awesome.
Yeah, man, proper respect to God 720, you know, it's his book and everything, so, you know, he's sharing his words, and we're going to share them with y'all. So, we're going to go to chapter 5, it's called Know the Ledge, right? So, we're going to go, you know how we do it.
Wait a minute.
So, all right.
Who are you?
I'm still going through.
Explain that, yo, you just... Wait a minute, man. Explain.
Oh, yeah, you're right. All right, so, yeah. So, know the ledge, like, it's basically the breakdown of knowledge. Like, it's the duh out, and that's knowledge. But, you know, knowing the ledge, that's what having knowledge brings you, knowing the ledge. Like, you know, it's kind of like in a metaphysical, metaphorical sense, you know? Like, and when you're on that type of time, it's going to be on some synchronicity type shit. So yeah, just basically knowing the ledge, you know, having the edge, you know, like that's what knowledge is, you know, knowing. So basically when you say I'm still going through all types of knowledge, and that's how it starts off. But basically when you didn't know the ledge, it's about knowledge and, you know, knowing the ledge. Like, you understand and understand and understand. Okay? But anyway, I'm still going through all types of knowledge. By this time, I was deeply involved in the Apocrypha. Apocrypha.
Yeah.
You know what that is? Yeah, all right, so.
Yeah, I know what that is.
Okay, so, yeah, the Apocrypha is just, the Apocrypha are the missing books of the Bible. So, you know, what everybody has. You know, the Bible is the most... shared book in the world. Holy shit. But here we go. So, Apocrypha are the missing books of the Bible. There are more missing books from the Bible than what there is in the Bible. What led me to this area of the book, was the Book of Kings. The literature starts to refer to ancient books pertaining to correct law. So I thought, if this literature is centuries old and is here today, so are the books they are referring to. I stopped reading the Bible and went on a search for the books. Online, bookstores, everywhere. I found them all right. Even found out that some Bibles, like the Maccabees, are illegal in America. But, yeah, but what isn't, huh?
Right.
So I started going in hard on Enoch, Ecclesiasticus, the Book of Mary, the Book of the 12 Tribes of Israel, etc. There are a lot of these books I started to eat and sleep them. I was going through a lot of technology, and when you do this, you meet others on the same journey and have debates. So I'm going to the school, DeVry, for telecommunications. Even the placement test that I took said that I had advanced intellect. I couldn't stand the environment. I was still deep in a nigger state of mind. I was gang-banged out in the building. For what reason? Who knows? Most likely like a nigger gene trait. Look at me syndrome, begging for attention, trying to prove or project some form of bravado. At the same time, I'm at home studying the ways of man and life independently. So I'm going to go back through that like real quick, because that's like, you know, I think that's what a lot of us have to recognize and, you know, overcome and understand what the fuck going on when you do certain shit, because certain shit just not necessary, aka clout chasing, right? So yeah. Because I just feel like we all got something that we can share with the world and that is unique to the world that nobody else can do. But if you try and do shit off of other things, then you won't be able to shed that same light, or you won't be able to, you know, reflect the same way that you think that you are without, you know, being your all self, you know? Like,
yeah.
Just be the best. Like, don't be out here, you know, trying to live the best life for somebody else and what they did. Like, you know, look at your pieces of what board, what game you want, because everybody is different pieces and at different stages, you know? So, like, you just gotta all be aware of, like, making sure you play in your position, you know? Period.
Right.
Like that's basically what that goes into. So I'm going to just reread that last part right quick. So he said, so I'm going to this school, the Rob for telecommunications, even the placement test that I took said I had advanced intellect. I couldn't stand the environment. I was still deep in a nigger state of mind. I was gang banged out in the building. For what reason? No, most likely a nigger gene trait. Look at me syndrome, begging for attention, trying to prove or protect some form of bravado. At the same time, I'm at home studying ways of man of and life independently. So, like, basically, like when I just like I just said, like I just think that that passage right there is just going into the fact that, you know, we basically need to, you know, like, because even, like, if you look at Nick, like, he wasn't just a game baby. Like, that man, intellect, like, my man built computers, like, and made music off those same computers, like, you know, and we should all just tap into our own thing, because everybody can't write and do what Nick did, but there's certain things that, you know, per se, that other people can't do that you can, and we need you to be the best you. So focus on
yes.
that shit, like, so
yes.
like that's,
yes.
that's the key to this shit, you know.
Good.
So yeah.
Good. I like that. We need you to be the best you, so we can, so the world can benefit from you.
Yeah. Exactly.
That'll kill all that
sister.
Hate, bro. That'll kill all
yeah,
that hate, man.
For real. Because there's some shit that you can do, and it's like, damn, like, I can't do that. But you kill that shit, so keep doing it, son. Like, and that's how I feel. Like, you know, it shouldn't be no, like, bro, like, I can't ball, son. Like, bro, me go play LeBron, bro, I'm done up. Like, I'm telling you, like, I'm not running for as long as him. I can't dunk on him. I can't dribble as fast and as long as him. Like, this man's dedication is to a whole different, like, atmosphere and environment, like, you know, and I admire that, but, you know, it's just, he don't do what I do. It takes time. Like, everybody is supposed to tap into certain energies and sources and stuff like that, that, you know, everybody is something, you know, like, nobody is nothing, like, so you should just, you know, be the best you, period. Like, we need that. We need that.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
That's what it is.
It is what it is. We do need that. And, you know, and it's just like what you said is so powerful because I live by that, you know? I don't get jealous of how great the next man is, you know? Because that's what makes us all great together. You know, everybody want to be the jack of all trades, the dude who can do it all, one man band man. You know, that's not, if that's the case, everybody will be that, you know? That's what makes us uniquely different, because what you add value to what you are doing may not be the same value that they recognize. So who are you really doing it for? Be the unique self you are. You know what I'm saying? Be the uniquely individual that you are. Because we can all benefit from that. It's a giant puzzle piece. How do we see the bigger picture if your part of the puzzle is missing? Because I don't need a bunch of corner pieces. You see what I'm saying? Like, I need what's going to fit so we can see the greater vision.
Thanks. You know? Thanks.
Yeah, no doubt. That makes a dynamic team because you got everybody who playing a part. Play your part, play your position, and, you know, we need that.
Yeah. But nobody can do it all by themselves, man. Everybody got to play their position. That's how you got Transformers. Like, the cause wasn't the cause, it's just the cause. Like, there's still somebody manning that shit. Like, it's all different. The Ninja Turtles, like, whoever you want, the A-Team, like, whatever you want to do, like your spot, like everybody got, you know, different pieces, and everybody right. just playing. And that's how that shit works effectively. Yeah. And actually be able to accomplish and go places and, you know, knock off goals, man.
Can you imagine if this was a physical representation of the human body when you got a person walking around with five legs and three arms because everybody want to be in control, everybody want to be in peace? You know what I'm saying? Oh, he got five heads? What the hell? You know what I'm saying? That's a monster. That's a monster, y'all. Everybody got to play their part. A finger matters. You know what I'm saying? A leg matters. Toes matters. You know what I'm saying? Arms, everything matters individually.
Toes matter.
Toenails matters. Man, God, ask a person without a fucking toenail or nail how they feel. Shit.
That's a fact. For real. Everything matters, man. Everything matters.
Yeah, so. Man. It does. Hey, quick question.
Yeah.
When he said he was gang-banged out, what? I feel like I know what he's talking about, but what is it? What do you think he was? Explain that.
Like, when he said gang-banged out in the building, like, I feel like he's talking about, you know, when I made that reference to Nip, like, you know, like just always whatever set, whatever you like, you know, portraying the lower self version of what gang members are usually portrayed to be within movies and society,
yeah.
Like, you know,
I get that he was going for that, but could that have been another term that he could have used? Cause it was sounding
gay. I mean, yeah. No, I'm not French. That's why I said pay attention, guys, understand context. Cause like, that's why he was saying like a nigga state of mind, you know, like, and that's what the ER. I think he
still could have used a different term though, you know, because people don't understand that. Why you got gang banged out? You know what I'm saying? And then people get gang banged in, you know what I'm saying? Into gangs, you know what I'm saying? People get sexed into gangs. So I get his message. Of course, I got his message, but you know, yeah, you know. But it's still good though, man. It's still some good stuff in there, you know. But other than that, what we got in store, man? What's up? What we got in store?
So he was like, I end up using a lot of this information from school papers. Well, I had a girl named Ebony. Ebony was a Virgo. Virgos and Leos are naturally attracted. And as a Virgo female, she can replace the
I think I'm losing you. It sounds like I'm losing you.
Hold on.
Oh, god damn it. Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah. We back.
Okay. Boom, boom.
You sound like Optimus Prime.
Bruh.
You. Real deal. Real deal.
Yo, yo.
Real deal. Nah, I can hear you.
All right.
We good anyway, though. You know what I'm saying? But, yo, it's probably a good space to end it right now. We don't need any more technical difficulties and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? We had a good run. Wave Nation! You know?
You know the wave.
You already know the wave. You know what I'm saying? Hey, we want to thank everybody for tuning in. Yeah! Wave Nation!
Mm-hmm. Bye.
And we about to be out this bitch. You got Jehu the Prince, a.k.a. Rio, and your boy Real Deal. Shit.
Already know.
Facts, man.
Real Deal.
Facts.
Yeah. Let's get it.
Let's get it, man. One.